the cousin of one of the dozens of murdered women linked to notorious BC serial killer Robert Picton, says she will always be afraid that he might be let out of prison, no matter how slim the chance. Lorelei Williams said it's disgusting that Picton is now eligible to apply for day parole after being charged with murdering 26 women, including her cousin Tanya Holick. He was convicted of 6 counts of second-degree murder in December 2007. Williams said in an interview Thursday that she's heard from lawyers and others that Picton will never be granted day parole, which would allow him to be transferred to a transitional house, but that does not comfort her. There's that fear there. What if? It's because I don't trust the system. There's always going to be that fear, she said. Police began searching the Picton farm in the Vancouver suburb of Port Coquitlam 22 years ago this month in what would be a years-long investigation into the disappearances of dozens of women, many of them from Vancouver's downtown east side. Williams and other family members of his victims went back on Wednesday to the former farm site, some of which has been developed into residential housing, where a vigil was held to remember their loved ones and draw attention to Picton's parole eligibility. Williams said she's been back to the site of the former pig farm a few times and Wednesday's event was emotional. That was the last place that Tanya was and that's where she was murdered. So, it just hit my heart very hard, she said. Williams said Picton's chance for parole makes her feel disgusted with Canada's laws and the justice system. She said no one involved in the justice system informed victims' families that Picton's day parole eligibility date was approaching, and she only found out after talking with a lawyer she knows. They never learned how to work with us. They're just so insensitive, she said of members within the justice system. I'm not shocked that they didn't tell us because they like to not tell us things. The Parole Board of Canada confirmed Thursday that Picton can ask for day parole, and Layla Mavadot, a spokeswoman for the board's Quebec regional office, said such requests can take months before a hearing is scheduled. She couldn't confirm whether Picton had made such an application. Second-degree murder convictions under Canada's criminal code meant Picton was automatically sentenced to life in prison. The judge gave him the maximum period of parole ineligibility, 25 years. In terms of the decisions that I have to make today, determining that period of ineligibility is clearly the focus, the judge said at the time. The women who were murdered, each of them, were members of our community, he said. Jason Grattle, who represents several family members of Picton's victims in a civil court lawsuit, said the serial killer has a snowball's chance in hell of ever being released on parole. He said Picton is in a supermax prison in Quebec, and is as far in the universe from parole as a man can be. At the time of Picton's sentencing in December 2007, BC Supreme Court Justice James Williams said it was a rare case that properly warrants the maximum period of parole ineligibility available to the court. Picton was convicted on 6 counts of second-degree murder for the killings of Serena Abbotsway, Mona Wilson, Andrea Josberry, Brenda Ann Wolfe, Georgina Papine and Marnie Frey. They were women who had troubled lives and who found themselves in positions of extreme vulnerability. These were persons who were in the ugly grasp of substance abuse and addiction, persons who were selling their bodies to strangers in order to survive. Mr. Picton's conduct was murderous and repeatedly so. Grattle said the lawsuit filed more than a decade ago on behalf of several family members of victims remains ongoing against Robert Picton and his brother David Picton. Opposition leader Pierre Poilievre said in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, that Picton should never be released from prison. He said the Conservative Party believes mass murderers should face consecutive sentences so they only come out of jail in a box. The Supreme Court of Canada in 2022 ruled that consecutive sentences with stacked parole ineligibility periods are unconstitutional. The court ruled consecutive terms would allow for sentences that were longer than a person's life, a term so absurd that it would bring the administration of justice into disrepute. A sentence of imprisonment for life without a realistic possibility of parole is intrinsically incompatible with human dignity, the Supreme Court ruled. A punishment that can never be carried out is contrary to the fundamental values of Canadian society. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 22, 2024. Ashley Joanno and Daryl Greer, The Canadian Press.